The Oscars are Sunday night. Ang Lee is nominated for Best Director for his film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. The film is also nominated for Best Picture. Lee's other movies include The Ice Storm, Sense and Sensibility, and Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is set in ancient China and blends Buddhist principles and martial arts. The fights defy the laws of gravity as the warriors climb walls, fly, and face off on treetop branches. The film is a fable about an unruly aristocratic teenage girl who's secretly a martial arts prodigy. She flees her arranged marriage to live a warrior's life, taking with her a stolen weapon, a beautiful jade sword. Two highly skilled warriors, played by Chow Yun-fat and Michelle Yeoh, try to recover the sword and save the girl. A little later, we'll hear from Michelle Yeoh, who starred in many martial arts films. I asked Ang Lee why he built so many fight scenes around women.
Well, I love to do them, I guess. Well, it was in the book. I'm not a macho guy myself. Over the years, I found doing especially strong women that really speak really for me. I found I really enjoy doing them. They're very affected to me, and I get attracted to those characters both in real life and in drama. So anytime I see that kind of character, that attracts me right away.
The fight choreographer that you use in Crouching Tiger is Yuen Woping, who has done a lot of martial arts films, and he also did the choreography for The Matrix. Were there things that you asked him to do that he said to you, sorry, that's not possible?
A lot of soft stuff, like soft weapons, things that tie with a rope, or weapons that would bend to hit around people. That kind of weapon he doesn't like because it's very time consuming, with at the same time with their hard weapons and sticks like that, you can do so much more, and there's a lot more collisions, because usually collisions generate a lot of excitement. But I want to do the Wudang style, the sort of Tai Chi style, that's just too soft for him. So sometimes he said that doesn't look good.
What is the Wudang style?
It used to be believed, at least in movies, the Shaolin style is like a hard kind of style that's similar to karate and taekwondo. That's a lot of movies have seen that. The Wudang style is more soft, inner strength kind of style. It's hard to see. I'm more into that. And that doesn't always look good on film, so sometimes he will reject that. I think a lot of stuff I wanted to do, he would do it gradually, like too many wire works. That's time-consuming. He likes to fight on the ground.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. You say he likes to fight on the ground. You have scenes where characters basically fly from the ground onto a rooftop, or like walk up a wall in the middle of a fight, or fight on the tops of trees.
Yes.
I guess the choreographer, that would come into the category of what the choreographer didn't like to do.
No, he didn't. He's my hero since I was a film student. He made the movie that made Jackie Chan. He made the movie that made Jet Li. He's an all-time hero.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, he's just one of my great heroes. But he's not known for good wire work. He didn't like. He liked ground fight. He's not with styles and classic Chinese fighting stance. And he's also coming from Peking opera background. So he liked choreography. But when it's up air, people are up in the air. It's physics. It's something else.
So when they're up in the air, you're working with wires that suspend them and can pull them up, kind of like when Peter Pan flies across the theater.
Right, with cranes or posts or whatever you can hook the wires on.
Why did you want some of the fights to be in the air or to be on the top of trees?
It's airborne. It's metaphorically gravity-defying. In the drama, there's a lot of social restraints. I'm depicting repressed classic Chinese society with woman's story. I just think, on the other hand, when it gets to the fight, the exhilarating visual effects of fly in the air, which is a great tradition from the novels and the movie genre. I just feel like using them as metaphorically and cinematically a power. I think it's very effective to me. I just like to do it on the film.
Could you describe what was happening on the ground when two of your characters are having a fight on the treetops?
On the ground? Oh, what happened on the ground?
Yeah. Some
20, 30 people pulling them from every direction. Hours to set up. We, in the bamboo forest, was in the southern part of China. Bamboo forest the size of maybe Connecticut. And they're always in the valleys, the bamboo groves. So it's hard to find a road, which we did find one to park those 5-6 big construction cranes. So the wires were set up, cables and wires set up there. According to what I see might happen on the bamboo, then they set it up, takes hours and hours, then trying out. Basically, a whole bunch of people pulling different cables and wires that are attached to the harness that hang the actors. And they just pull each in different directions and try to manipulate what might happen and according to the fighting and the bamboo suspense. So it's very light, bouncy kind of effort, but by a lot of people.
And then when the scene is completed, you like digitally erase the wire from the
yes,
screen image?
Yeah. Which is a pain in the neck because there's a lot of foregrounds for the bamboo leaves. Anything soft is difficult to do.
Right.
And the cloth, to erase the wires from the cloth. That's flapping. That's difficult.
In an interview with Time magazine, you said that you worked nonstop on that movie for 8 months and that you were miserable. You said, near the end, I could hardly breathe. I thought I was about to have a stroke. I'm resting now, trying to get fit again. But since I'm middle-aged, I'll probably never come back to normal. Now, this was in December of 1999.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
I'm still adjusting, going back to my health. Actually, the worst time is when I came back doing the editing. That was the worst time, when I totally feel like the 70s, according to the early 70s. That was the backlash of the 60s. That's how it felt when it finally hits home. So my body was kind of malfunctioning. I was really depressed, but I was under a lot of pressure to get the full movie out for the Cannes Film Festival. And there's so many cutting to do, music and especially special effects, like 400 shots of them. It all jammed into that 4 or 5 months. So I was in terrible shape. I'm pretty much getting back, except there's still a little tendonitis on my feet.
What? Why tendonitis?
I don't know. It's kind of a body malfunction.
Did that connect to making the movie?
Yeah, it's funny. Tendonitis, I went to the doctor. When I came back, his first thing, he said, are you under long time of stress? I said, what's that? He said, oh, it has everything to do with stress. And also, I probably, for the location scouting, up and down the mountain too many times, and standing 16, 20 hours constantly, I think that all adds up. Plus, I'm middle-aged.
Ang Lee recorded late last year. He's nominated for an Oscar for directing Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is also nominated for Best Picture. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.